It's time now for your comments. Yesterday, in an update on Haiti, we said that arsonists and looters were rampaging in Port-au-Prince. NPR's David Gilkey witnessed buildings burning and people hauling goods out of stores.
References to looting angered some of you. Delafield Du Bois of El Prado, New Mexico, reflected what many of you wrote.
He writes, tunneling into collapsed buildings could equally be described as recycling. Rich store owners aren't going to salvage that stuff. They'll all claim a total loss. Why shouldn't desperately poor people who have lost everything be allowed to scrape together some trash to rebuild their lives?
And now to a very different topic. Yesterday, we talked with the Pulitzer Prize-winning author Louis Menand about his new book on higher education. Menand talked about how much longer it takes these days to get a Ph.D.
The median time to get a Ph.D. in a humanities discipline like philosophy, English, art history is 9 years. If you think that you can get a law degree and argue a case before the Supreme Court in 3 years, get a medical degree and cut somebody open in 4 years, why should it take 9 years to teach poetry to college freshmen?
Well, someone with a medical degree didn't think Menand had the numbers quite right. Robert Lynch is a doctor in St. Louis.
He writes, the suggestion that a doctor can cut people open after 4 years of medical school is a distortion of reality. After 4 years of medical school, a student typically takes a 3 to 5 year residency and may then specialize by training for another 3 years. Thus, a pediatric cardiologist will be 10 years post-undergraduate school before being eligible for certification. While I agree that medical and English advanced degree training waste time, the comparison was not really representative.
We appreciate your letters. Please write to us by going to npr.org and clicking Contact Us at the bottom of the page.